Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Thank you. Thank you. No victory here. No glory. No triumph. It was different when we went out. I didn't know where the place was. I looked for it in my kid's atlas. So, that's where we were going. That's where history will be watching us. A peacekeeping mission. As usual, there was no peace to be kept. The jug slips from your hand, shatters. You pick up the fragments, stick them together. They will fall again and break along the same lines. The lines have been drawn long before. A population split in two, plus a third group despised by both the others. Us and them and them. And us, the whites, who had forced this distinction between black and black and black. One thing I learned, though, there is no us and them, black and white. Under the skin, we are all raw. I was received with some ceremony. A soldier on this kind of exercise is a kind of diplomat. There's something else I learned as I began to find my way. Moments of clarity, more confusion. I paid my calls. The foreign minister, the interim prime minister, the prime minister designate. Others called on me. Informants, spies, double agents, people with stories to tell. Warnings, we could hope. And prepare. One group was in power. Extremists had set up armories to equip a militia no one would be able to control. The radio station was chanting hate, hate the others. I asked headquarters for permission to intervene. The answer came, do nothing. Drove into the country. I looked out over the blue-green hills. Then hell opened. The president had been assassinated. There were roadblocks everywhere. The militia was on the streets. Boys with guns and machetes. A machete is a knife maybe 2 feet long, normally used for harvesting bananas or cutting down vegetation. No, here death was not noble. As the radio's hot voices blew on embers of division, work gangs turned into killers. Some of the poorest people on earth, neglected and hopeless, slashed at their neighbors. This country, someone said, is of little interest to the world. Its only resources are human. They were being diminished thousands by the day. And now the place was news. I was there. I went out into the garden that night to think. I could do something. I sent a message to headquarters. Now they had to listen. I need more help here. I need enough people to cover the country. Equipment to jam the radio. And I need them now. I received nothing but a warning. I was not to get involved except to safeguard foreign nationals. To inhuman behavior came the inhuman response. Protect what's close to you. Don't grieve for the rest. Don't grieve for the rest. I walked out into the compound where people had come to us for protection. A woman hushing a child, probably not her own. A man scratching at the dry earth with a stick. Someone holding out a hand. I took it.
Thank you.
holding someone's hand in a small pool of safety. What good was that when all around? Years later, back home, driving down a small road to the beach on a family outing, I noticed stacks of logs on each side, trees cut down, chopped, and piled up. I pulled over. I fell face forward on the wheel. I felt my wife's hand on my shoulder, my eyes streaming. I was one human being. What use were my thoughts or my feelings, care, sympathy? And what regret? What use were the illusions I'd had? Peace. This mirage. Olive branch, the rainbow, the dove, the wish, the vision of people in Concord, of children playing, of men and women. watching over them. An army of guardians. At ease, but vigilant, informed, ready. Now I had to face the truth. I was the token commander of token troops.
Most dangerous.
what hope was left. Most of my forces were being withdrawn. Survivors were coming in from the country with stories of massacres and worse. A woman had offered money if they would only kill her quickly. And they had taken the notes from her hand and laughed. I had nothing to say to these people. I had nothing to offer them anymore. It had taken me a while. Now I was beginning to understand. We had been a sideshow, a pretense, no longer needed. This peacekeeping mission was a charade. We had not been frustrated. We had not been ignored. Everything we would need, we would duly receive, which was next to nothing. What had been withheld from us was our mission's true nature. Behind our backs, moves were being made. Talks had been proceeding with the rebels in the north who came from the other people, those whose cousins were being slaughtered. Foreign governments were involved. Weapons supplies were being readied to end the killing with more killing. Our headquarters had known all along. We were there to fly a flag as blue as dreams. A flag as empty as the sky. We were caught up in a giant machine. Puppets made to act or not to act, to do nothing at all. We were powerless. This machine kept us from the truth, and now it was too late. What then was left to us? Questions. 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 I wanted to know. No. To know what this organization was for, if not for us. To whom it was answerable, if not to us. On whom its failings must lie, if not on us.
Oh.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.